Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Philip.
So to begin with, are there a lack of awards in the arts sector as a whole, or is it just in certain aspects?
Look, I think there could always be more. The point, as you made in the introduction there, was that awards are not just a little bit of froth that we have to celebrate achievement. They're actually a crucial part of how the industry works. So if you look at, say, the wine industry, there's enormous numbers of awards in that industry. And basically, the more mature an industry that's selling products that have a lot of novelty in them, the more awards they tend to be. So on the whole, I would probably say the answer is yes, we don't have enough awards yet.
Well, can you go a little bit more into how awards might affect sales?
Yeah, look, I mean, the reason that they're important is that you're dealing with a situation of people making choices before they actually have experienced the good, right? Which means that they, the way in which markets work, where you have prices and as information, prices are simply not enough information for you to make an informed decision in any market where you're dealing with substantial novelty. And that's not the case in lots of other markets. In the wheat market or the diamond market or lots of commodity markets, price is enough information. You don't need anything else. But books, movies, pretty much the entire creative industries, every time you're consuming something, you're consuming it almost always for the first time. And price information is not enough, so you need more information about quality. And there's several different ways you can do that. One, you can look at, say, sales figures, to look at how other people have enjoyed a product. Or two, you can look at, say, some kind of standard measures of quality, such as branding or reputation of the actual company or people that produced it. Or you can use expert judgment, and that's what awards are. Awards are when we're basically outsourcing the assessment of quality to a panel of experts who will then make judgments about that rank order of quality, that's nominations and then the award. And we use that information instead of price or instead of other bits of information to choose. So the more awards or the better those awards work, the better these markets work.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned the idea of having a sort of a critical appraisal, positive critical appraisal. How does having an award, say, act in a greater benefit to just having good reviews?
Well, I think these things can be complements. So if you look at, say, the restaurant industry, you have awards. There's actually relatively few awards there, and the awards tend to be right at the top end, so sort of Michelin stars. But really, every single restaurant needs some sort of measure of quality. So what we have then is Yelp reviews and consumer reviews that sort of fills that space, simply because, you know, because of the absence of awards there. So here we've got consumer reviews are filling that particular niche. But I think in some cases, we still rely on expert judgment. And, you know, so reviewing a restaurant, you know, at the relatively low end, peer judgment may be enough. But when we're consuming a book, there's actually a much bigger investment that you're making. You're going to spend, you know, anywhere from 3 to 4 to 10 to 12 hours of your life in that book. And that's a fairly big commitment. So we require a higher standard of proof, of quality. And I think that's why we tend to see a lot more expert judgments in things like books, whereas we see a lot more peer judgment or consumer judgment in things that are lower investment, such as restaurants or hotels.
Okay, yeah. As you've mentioned that particularly books have been acknowledged for perhaps lacking awards.
Yeah.
For books specifically, how do you think awards would help more readers?
Well, look, I mean, this is interesting. So I wrote an article in The Conversation last week, drawing on some recent research that some colleagues at Erasmus University in the Netherlands have done, Erwin Dekker and Marielle de Jong. And they studied this huge database of 30 years of book awards across America and France and the Netherlands, and compared this then to movie awards. And they found a really surprising thing, that essentially the way that book awards work and the way that movie awards work, or the way that awards work in other parts of the creative cultural industries, is actually very different. So book awards are different. And how they're different is that in movies and a number of other areas, you have a relatively high level of consensus among experts. So essentially, the same movie will be picked by more than one panel. And so an award winner at Sundance will also appear as an award winner at the Academy Awards and so on. So relatively high level of expert consensus. So what awards are doing is they're signaling this just general excellence of the product. Whereas book awards, it turns out, don't work that way. Surprisingly, don't work that way. And how we know this is that they looked at overlap in the award nominations and winners across a number of different panels of book awards. And the overlap was very, very low. So in movies, the overlap is around about 50%. So the same thing will appear on at least two awards. With book awards, the number in America was 10%, in the Netherlands it was 7%, and in France it was just 3%, which basically means that the different awards are going to completely different books, books that are not even appearing on other ones' panels. So what we have here is that this is not expert judgment of general excellence or high level of consensus about what is a good book. What we're observing here is something different. What we're observing is these judgments around distinctiveness or authenticity or originality. So the way that the book awards are working is actually a little bit more like the way wine awards work, in that they're actually signaling that this book is something that is distinct from its peers. It's not just good, but it has this property of distinctiveness or originality. And that's what what book awards are signaling, which means that there is actually space for which just means that different awards are making different assessments, which means that we're not just observing the same book getting the same award over and over again.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay, so theoretically there would be room for a huge amount of more book awards.
That's exactly right. Well, and what's more is that the awards themselves can each have different sort of themes the award themselves can embody the type of distinctiveness that it's representing. So I think we're possibly in an era now where there is potential space. Awards are things that can be done philanthropically. They're things that can be done through the government. There's all sorts of ways you can do that. But I think what would make a good award is one that has a very distinctive and robust sense of what it is signaling. And it doesn't necessarily need to be the same sort of thing that all other awards are giving out. So I think this is something I'd like to see a lot more of.
Mm. Well, one final quick question before you go is the concern that too many awards might water down individual merit. What are your thoughts on that proposition?
Look, I'm not that worried about that. I think, and again, it's just we can observe this by simply by looking at other markets, that to the extent to which that awards are signaling distinctiveness and originality, what that means is that the extent to which we've actually got diversity and originality in the book industry or in that's coming from producers, we wouldn't expect to see that awards would weaken that. In fact, they would actually highlight and bring out the originality and distinctiveness that's coming through.
Hmm. Okay, well, Jason, thanks very much for joining me this morning. It's certainly always encouraging to hear people talking about books, have a chat about books.
Yeah, my pleasure, Philip.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.